Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What is on your mind? 20th of April, 2015. Picked a really bad day to have a munch bar. Sorry, getting the coughs here. Not necessarily a bad day, but a bad time, maybe. You know, maybe, you know.
You're starting to sound like the guy from Airplane there for a moment.
Well, I was trying to do some variation.
It's a bad day to quit smoking cigarettes.
Oh, that was classic, for sure. Anyway, coming up on the program today, we have the entire hour this hour to find out what's on your mind. Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, and Mack Schneider, the Senate Minority Leader. We have sound bites from, based on the big battle royale that is brewing in the state legislature in the 11th hour of the session, and that is whether to and how to reform North Dakota's oil tax. And so we'll have that before the end of the program. Monsignor James Shea will join us as well on the program. Monsignor Shea, the president of the University of Mary. We're going to talk with him about some things in the news. First up, and that would include the scare they had last week, not once but twice, with the fire coming dangerously close to the campus, had to evacuate the campus, and so we'll talk with him a little bit about that. We're also going to chat with him about his role as part of the Board of Higher Education effort to hire a new chancellor. Kind of neat, actually, when you have, you know, a public position, public in that it's, you know, the state position. It's a taxpayer-supported position, that of the chancellor for the North Dakota University system, but a person playing a role from the private school system that's not taxpayer supported, so it's neat, I think. And when you see higher education working together in North Dakota, I also want to ask him about the year-round campus, and it's been a while now since that was rolled out. And we'll also talk with him a little bit about freedom. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. Just tantalize you with how we're going to talk about freedom with Monsignor Shea. That's next hour on the University of Mary. Monday we do a couple times a month on the program. In the meantime, you tell me what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Friday, shortly after the program ended, there was an announcement by legislative leaders in Bismarck for the North Dakota legislative session. It's in its final days, that they would undertake an effort this week and to restructure the oil tax formula. And as we speak right now, the Senate and House Finance and Tax Committee is meeting and hearing testimony on an effort that would place a trigger on the large trigger, which most folks believe will hit June 1st, when oil prices remain below $55.09 for five consecutive months. And the legislative leadership is billing this as a safety net, really, for the oil revenue, should the large trigger hit. And it is. It is that. But I guess if I was in the industry, I'd say, okay, yeah, you're a safety net, so you can get more money from me, right? So what do I get out of this deal? And what they're ultimately doing is saying, okay, you're going to pay more in the short term, but will lower and reform the overall rate. Get rid of these triggers. The North Dakota's tax rate on the oil industry is really it's kind of a mess. It's 11.5%. 6.5% of that is extraction tax. 5% is the gross production tax. Okay. And so you have small triggers and big triggers, and it's no way to run a railroad. It's not. So what they are saying here is they're saying it looks like this trigger is going to hit. And by the way, as I understand it, this bill only is relevant if the actual trigger hits, okay? So next month, prices average below $55.09, a trigger kicks in, which would bring the tax rate on oil companies to zero. It would get rid of the 6.5% tax altogether, okay? So what they're saying is, once that hits, let's just go to a flat rate of 9.5% across the board, which, by the way, is still 2.5% higher than Oklahoma and Texas, which are the states that North Dakota really needs to worry most about. Colorado, I guess, a little bit too. But, you know, really, really Texas and Oklahoma is where the rigs compete to go. Follow me? So if you're competing on the front of we want the rigs to come here to get our oil out of the ground. Well, I can go down there and it's 7% tax versus 9.5%. Now, when the rigs are cranking, they don't exactly move them around a lot like that. But guess what? A lot of them are laid down right now because of the price of oil. So once the price ramps back up, very simple math comes into play. Economics. Capital goes where it gets the best rate of return. That's a simple fact, okay? And while we do have a vast play here and a lot of momentum and a lot of money that's already been invested, I think the idea to say, let them be at 7, we'll be at 11.5% is not exactly the best idea. So I happen to think it's a good idea. If I were the industry, I wouldn't be all that thrilled about this, quite honestly. I mean, they have a lot of wells they need to start completing. You know, we have the most ever uncompleted wells right now in North Dakota, over 900. And guess what the most costly part of the drilling operation is? Completing the wells, doing the frack job. And so, obviously, to have 0% tax rate is going to be some incentive to get those drilled and get that done, which is good as well. So, I don't know. I think this is a decent compromise. I wouldn't be thrilled if I was the industry, honestly, because I'd say it as really, you know, wait a minute here. Right when this is going to hit, now you're going to up my taxes. And it is a tax increase in the short term. And nobody really knows how long that trigger would stay in place. You just don't know. So I want to know what your take is on this at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I don't worry about oil companies, quite honestly, because they'll figure it out one way or another. And but I do think it's worthy of thinking about our overall tax environment. And obviously, oil and gas development has had an enormous ripple effect in a lot of areas. So that's my concern. It's people, and it isn't. In other words, one question I wanted to ask Max Schneider, and I forgot to, and we'll have him back as we follow this debate. If I'm Scott Oil Company, all right, and my tax liability is $1 billion, let's say, for simple math, and you reduce it to 750,000 or million versus a billion, right? What do you think I do with the 250? Do you think I go on a Hawaiian vacation with it? What I do is put it in drilling, which has then the ripple effect of more things being bought, more people being employed, you know, more housing being built, all of those things. That's what drives me the most crazy about Democrats. They act like it's a greed thing, right? They don't recognize where the capital goes. It's a cost of doing business. All right? And a lot of the companies, independents especially, they borrow against cash flow. It's one of the reasons people are worried right now when the price drop like that. Whoa, where's their debt? Where's their debt? Why do they have debt? They're borrowing so they can drill more. So it isn't like, it's a slush fund. What do they do with it? So question really ought to be, should we reform the oil tax in North Dakota, number one? And by reform, meaning, okay, we're going to lower it from 11.5 to 9.5, still higher than our competitive states, but we're going to get rid of the up and down trigger business because nobody can predict that. It's less for the counties, the cities, it's less for the state, it's less for, you know, it just is, you have to ramp it up, shut it down that much quicker. And then ask yourself, if ultimately, and we don't know this, nobody does, because how long would the trigger last, we don't know. It might be a tax increase for them for the foreseeable future. You don't know, because it's all about the price. But let's say there is a tax reduction as a result of this proposed change. What do you think they're going to do with it? They're going to complete wells. They're going to drill more, which means more jobs and more economic impact. Isn't that a good thing? That's how I think we ought to think about this. The debate is going as we speak in the North Dakota legislature. This will be a big hot topic all week long. We'll continue to follow it. I am mainly interested in what you think. really less about legislative leaders or oil companies or anything else. What do you think? What do you want? Because ultimately, these folks that are deciding work for you. So tell me by picking up the phone and calling us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is the email address. You can also text Todd. He loves your texts.
I do?
During the show, he loves your texts. Yes.
701-226-8503, 701-226-8503.
So email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Call 800-228-0550. Text 701-226-8503. You can also weigh in on our Facebook page. A lot of folks have done that starting yesterday on this debate. And we have the whole hour to find out what's on your mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You need a truck? S&S Motors, Watford City's the place. Brent Sanford and his team at S&S Motors are the best. I love my new Ford F-150. Tell you what, did I save a pile? And you can too at S&S Motors in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. And if you need a new truck, they'll find it for you. Whatever you want, whatever make, model, and they'll have it delivered. It's a great deal. 701-444-2341, S&S Motors, Watford City. Or stop and see them at 1204 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. You're going to love them.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We're brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And by the way, they have some pick-up-the-patch events planned. Dickinson on the 1st of May is the next one. Check out NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out a list of where the different pick up the patch events are. They're really neat, well organized, and a lot of industry participation. Got a lot of community folks together, and you know, it's that time of year. Snow's gone, it's windy, and just a good time for a little pickup. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check it out. 20 past the hour. Let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Rob in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just thinking about this extraction tax. Don't you think these oil companies are rich enough?
Yeah, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about the oil companies, as I said. That doesn't worry me.
Well, yeah, and what was this big oil company that drilling that just got a divorce? What's his name?
That just got a what?
That just got a divorce, and his wife wanted half of his $15 billion.
Harold Hamm?
Yeah, you're talking about Harold. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's worth $15 billion. How much is enough? Don't you think that $250,000 would probably go to his divorce settlement, probably?
No, I don't, because if you look at Continental Resources, again, same thing. There's debt at Continental Resources to drill more. So, you know, his personal wealth has to...
The oil in the ground isn't going to go anywhere, and it is going to come out of the ground sometime or other. Why give these guys more money?
Well, again, I used one example of the 900 uncompleted wells that are out there right now. Right, and you have the highest number ever of uncompleted wells, and one of the reasons that that nobody's in a rush. I think Lynn Helms told us in February. Was the lowest number on record of the amount of wells that were fracked. And I think it was about 40. So again, you know, every time one of those wells are completed, you've got the ongoing well, you've got all the economic activity that happens with it. You know, so
they finish the well and then they shut it off. They don't have to pump the oil.
True, but my point is, Rob, the visual of, okay, this is about putting more money in their pocket isn't what it's about. The dollars go back to exploring and bringing oil out of the ground. In other words, do you like the idea that North Dakota has an 11.5% rate when Texas or Oklahoma has 7? You think that's a good thing?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. All right. Well, I just don't think that way. I don't think that way. I want us to be competitive. And just so you know,
that oil is going to come out of the ground
next month. Right? Their tax rate is going to be zero. Rob?
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah, and that's crazy.
Well, that's the current system. So what this proposal does is to say, rather than have it go to zero, We're gonna actually reform it long term and get rid of this trigger in, trigger off stuff. Which again, I think we ought to have a debate, not about who gets what, the old class warfare thing. I think we ought to have a debate of what's good, sensible policy for the state of North Dakota, and anybody
100%.
And anybody doing business here. And honestly, I think this trigger on, trigger off thing is no way to run a railroad. It's crazy.
I agree 100%. But I think the tax. The 11.5% is just fine, because that oil is going to come out of the ground whether you like it or not, and it's only a one-time deal, right?
What's only a one-time deal?
The oil.
Sure.
It only
yeah.
comes out of the ground once.
Yeah, I mean, we're only getting 7 to 8% of it now, so we're getting a small percentage of the oil in the ground. But there's oil elsewhere. That's my point. So, I mean, when you have a decision of whether to pull the oil out of the ground, you're going to look at your cost of doing business in that particular state. So it isn't automatic that they pull that oil out of the ground first. My point is, we've seen the benefits from what this means for folks in these communities and all across this great state. And by the way, the big winner is the state of North Dakota. I mean, the state of North Dakota, this trigger hits next month, and we don't change a thing, $5 billion less in revenue in the next 2 years.
That's
the state
right.
of North Dakota.
I agree. That zero tax, that's got to be changed.
Well, that's what we're trying to. 100%. That's what they're trying to do here. That's what you're arguing against, Rob.
No, I'm not arguing against that. I'm arguing it should stay at 11.5%.
Oh, so you got USA oil companies, stick it now. You're going to pay more, but we're not going to do anything on the other side.
That's right.
Okay, all right. Well, you run a state like that and see how long you have folks willing to do business in your state. You can't. I mean, I get what you, and by the way, that's the Democratic position. Yeah, get rid of the trigger. That's a bad idea, and then we'll jam it to you on both ends. I mean, the industry's right now saying don't do a thing. We go to zero. Oh my, Margie and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Yeah, hi. I would like to maybe answer the guy that you just had on. First of all, I am not smart enough to know about oil drilling and things like that as far as trickle down to the employees. But common sense tells me if I had a small business in any city, North Dakota, and the city commissioners came to me and said, Marge, what we're going to do is we're going to lower your taxes by, let's just say, 5%. That's going to give me more money. I will do what with that money? No, I won't take a vacation or anything because this is my business. This is how I make a living. So I will take that money and invest it back into the business. I would probably promote the business a little more, and then I could hire somebody to help. And then they would get a paycheck, and then they're going to go out and they're going to spend it. I think when somebody says about the oil companies having an 11% tax rate and another state has 7%, well, when I look at it, why would I want to drill in North Dakota with oil prices where they're at right now when I could drill in Texas and have that break and put it back into my company? People have to understand that the company and the owner of the company are usually two different things. A company has the employees, they pay the employees, the employees spend the money, and the owner gets a certain percentage of that. He doesn't have everything or gets the benefits of every penny that that company makes.
Yeah, all good points, Margie, and a good economic analysis. I agree with you. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Texter says, doesn't the caller, previous to Margie, Rob, I guess from Jamestown, doesn't that caller realize more money for companies to drill means more money brought into communities? Without oil drilling, it'll become a dead sea. This guy's way out of touch with economics. Another said, we should be using these tax dollars to bring other industries into North Dakota that will last in the long run. Build tech parks, create incentives for software companies, create long-term growth to keep the young people here when oil slows or stops. College tuition waivers for high-demand professions that we're having a hard time getting, doctors, nurses, vets, dentists, etc. By the way, one of our topics next hour with Monsignor James Shea, the year-round campus and workforce needs from the University of Mary. Stay tuned for that and more. More of your calls coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You need a truck? S&S Motors, Watford City's the place. Brent Sanford and his team at S&S Motors are the best. I love my new Ford F-150. Tell you what, did I save a pile? And you can too at S&S Motors in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. And if you need a new truck, they'll find it for you. Whatever you want, whatever make, model, and they'll have it delivered. It's a great deal. 701-444-2341, S&S Motors, Watford City. Or stop and see them at 1204 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. You're going to love them.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Still loving Karen and Bismarck and her testimony that her husband doesn't snore anymore because of MyPillow. Is that great or what? And by the way, poor Karen, 40 years of marriage to her hubby, who she loves, but that was a whole lot of, snoring at night. So the first night he got his new pillow, she was frightened because she didn't hear him snoring. She thought he wasn't alive. She literally told her she had to touch him to make sure he was still breathing. But now he's waking up feeling better, rested, and it's just great. And she is having to get used to the new silence. Isn't that cool? She says, thanks for backing a great product. Well, Karen, thanks for buying it. Karen of Bismarck is happy, and a lot of other our listeners are happy as well. Hope that fellow from Underwood got his pillow. Remember, he wanted to borrow mine because his didn't come in, Todd? He wanted that really bad. So yeah. Hopefully his has come in. You can come give us an update on that. 800-506-9028 is the telephone number, or you go to mypillow.com and use the promo code Scott, and then you get the 2-for-1 deal on the original classic pillow, and it fixes so many ailments. Check out mypillow.com. I mean, sleep apnea and migraines and a lot of testimonials on there from folks that have really been thrilled. 10-year warranty. Will not go flat. The best part is it stays cool, so no tossing or turning. And it comes with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Call them at MyPillow, 800-506-9028-9028, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. All right, one emailer here says, I'm in the industry. Looks to me like what you have here is a North Dakota revenue insurance policy done on the back of us oil folks and mineral owners. We need a predictable rate. Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado all have rates of 7% or less. But we ought to get it whether or not the trigger hits. Interesting. All right. Other opinions welcome. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. You can also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What makes everyone not in the oil industry or owning mineral rights think they are entitled to the wealth generated by that industry via government fiat? All right. Interesting points here from listeners. Tom in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Yes, just wanted to my two cents in on this. the high tax rates. If they're working so well, why are Minnesota companies moving to the Dakotas?
Yeah, why are Minnesota companies leaving, right? Like DigiKey's one,
right.
It's, you know, moving part of their operation over. Yeah, good point. I asked the earlier caller, okay, you okay with it being 11.5 here and 7 there? Yeah. All right. You know, I think there was, this is not a new debate, right? So this has been brought up in the last couple of sessions. Remember Ed Schaefer undertook an effort that I helped with two sessions ago.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's not a new debate, and one of the arguments against it is, well, they're here, they're not going to leave, they're not going to hear. But see, when the bottom falls out of the price, everything changes. So, and again, short term, this is a tax hike on the industry. But anyway, it's a good debate. It's worth talking about, and that's why we're asking about it today, Tom. What else were you going to say?
Yes, sir. Oh, no, I was going to say it just recently moved over from Minnesota to North Dakota because of the taxes and other things that are going on in Minnesota that aren't going on in North Dakota. And there are, but that's, yes, it needs to be stabilized so the companies can continue to come here and search and drill and get the precious resource out so everybody benefits in the state of North Dakota.
Appreciate the call, Tom, and welcome to North Dakota from Minnesota. I did the same a whole lot of years ago. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's something else to keep in mind. And that is, again, as if we're comparing apples and oranges, and that is that we have oil in the ground, so does Texas, so does Oklahoma. I'm just going to use those three states because really they're the primary shale states, okay? Well, we have a transportation discount right now of around 15%. All right, because a lot of oil needs to be shipped by rail. That's spendy. Bakken is already high cost. You follow me? So the cost of drilling in the Bakken is higher than it is in Texas and Oklahoma. And of course, winter is part of the reason for that, by the way. And then also labor's hard to get. You're seeing what people need to pay. And then when you do get somebody, you've got to pay for them to stay in a particular home. You know, Oklahoma and Texas already have that infrastructure. See? So, and the other thing you ought to know is that, you know, the leases are held. So, that earlier caller said, I'll agree with you. Oil can stay in the ground. That's incentive to drill elsewhere. So as the price comes back up again, You're Joe Schmo Oil Company, okay? You're going to put down all the costs on a piece of paper. As the price comes back up, you're going to decide where to drill based on where you get the best return. There's nothing horrible about that. That's what everybody does. So I just don't think we should just blow that off and say, you know, no big deal. I really don't. Because we saw firsthand how quick this can shut off. That's pretty extraordinary when you think about it. Pretty extraordinary. I will say this in argument for those that say we don't need to change it. And I think the biggest reason to change it is that you have the opportunity to get rid of the trigger, and we have no idea how long that could last, how long it would stick at zero. Okay? I mean, I think that's an argument. But beyond that, there's a lot of oil here and a lot of dollars that have been invested here, okay? And there is definitely some momentum. Now, a lot of that is slowed because of the price. It's sweet crude. It's well-liked. In other words, you're not going to invest to the extent we've invested. Follow me? If I'm Scott Oil Company and then just say I'm out of there. But again, as it ramps back up and you're making decisions, you're going to go where the best rate of return is. I just think that's simple common sense. Let's see here. Max Schneider even commented on our Facebook page. He's saying a cut. I talked about it being a 2% reduction, and that is because what was happening is going from 11.5 to 9.5, right? And Mac is saying, to be fair, a cut in the extraction tax from 6.5 to 4.5 is actually about a 30% reduction, not 2%. You know, you can crunch the numbers any way you want, and I would argue that the production tax and the gross extraction tax together is what equals the 11.5 that you're bringing 9.5. But anyway, Leonard in Dickinson is next up here on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Leonard.
Last week I drove from Dickinson on up to the casino up around Newtown. And one of the most scenic places along Highway 22 is just beautiful. And right in the middle are these oil rigs. They could have found a different place to put that garbage. It just ruins the whole trip.
Now, were there actual drilling operations going on, do you mean? Or are you talking about the ones that they stood down? They're like parked?
It looks like they're permanent rigs.
It wouldn't be a permanent rig. What I'm trying to get at is that, you know, I know north of Dickinson on 22 there, west side of the road, I took a picture of it, put it up last week. There's a number of rigs that are in a like a boneyard, right? They're just holding them there. What I'm trying to understand is what you saw, was it actually, you know, spotted a bunch of them around that were actually doing drilling operations, or were they all in one particular area just like temporarily?
All in one particular area, not on top of the hill, but kind of down in the valley there. It's just a real scenic spot, and right in the middle they got their garbage.
Yeah, you know, I would, Leonard, I wouldn't call it garbage. I don't know who owns that land or why it's there or any of the particulars of the exact spot you're talking about. Would like to know more, but, you know, I don't know if they're staging them there for a short-term thing. I don't know, but, you know.
It's a permanent type thing, the way I saw it, and it would be interesting to get the guy on the horn that approved this site.
Yeah, tell me again where it's at so I can try and do a little digging to find out what you're talking about there.
Well, it's north of Dickinson. I don't know how many miles. As you go down into, it looks like the Badlands area, part of it.
How far north of Dickinson would you say, roughly?
I don't know, 25, 30 miles, something like that.
Okay, on 22.
Yeah. Right, and it's right before you would turn east, going to Newtown, to the casino, about 10 miles or so.
Sure.
If I'd have had a camera with me, I'd have sure taken some pictures of it, because it's horrible. And I still call it garbage. I mean, they could have found another place to put that junk.
But only, you know, for instance, I mean, how many jobs are supported by that? How many families are fed by that? I mean, do you think that way about windmills? Do you think that way about a silo? It's on a farm? Is that junk to you too, garbage?
No, on a farm, that's different. This is public. It should have been preserved as a scenic view.
We've got plenty of those. I drove Dickinson to Killdeer to Botno yesterday. Last week I see a lot of them. We're flush with scenic views. I don't think there's any shortage of those.
I disagree with you there. We need all the scenic views we can get.
Well, they're good. I like them. But my point is, nobody calls and says that windmill. It's garbage. It took up my scenic view. Or says, look at that silo on that farm there. It's all garbage. I just wanted to see the pristine. But I'll try and find out specifically what you're talking about there. Mike in Belfield might know. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, that gentleman, I don't think really understands what he's talking about, because where he's talking about is way north of Dickinson. It's way north of Killdeer. It's right before you drop down the brakes, and it's not anything that's stacked out. It's operating rigs. There's no such thing as a permanent rig. Those rigs are punching holes right now.
Yeah, which will be there for 20 days, you know, maybe 30 at the most, right?
Exactly, and that doesn't include completion. That's just the rig itself.
That's why I was trying to ask him what it was he was seeing. I didn't know if there were stacked rigs or what it was, and I thought it would be temporary.
No, there's a bunch of eco pads being punched there right now, and they're punching multiple holes. That's why they're in the same spot for longer periods of time.
Yeah.
So there's less impact on the ground.
Right, and there'll be a pump jack when they're left, or a few pump jacks and some tanks, yeah, which are a lot smaller than a windmill or a silo. Yeah, thanks for clearing that up, Mike. Appreciate that.
Yep.
And Ed Minot, when we come back, a few more textures, a couple emailers. What's on your mind? Let me know at 800-228-0550. We'll continue.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Guarantees are hard to come by in life, but MyPillow has one. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. I want you to sleep on the pillow I sleep on because I've never had one like it. I've never slept better. Mike Lindell is the CEO. He's been on television. You've probably seen him in those commercials, maybe heard our interview with him. He will tell you, and I believe, sleep is the most important thing to your health. And MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. In addition to all the testimonies you're going to hear from friends and neighbors and coworkers and others, and I've heard them, who own the world's most comfortable pillow, if you go to MyPillow.com, they have sleep facts where you can find out about all kinds of great benefits you can get from a good night's sleep and how much it'll help your overall health and well-being. So check that out at MyPillow.com. While you're there, browse. Find the great savings. Use the promo code SCOTT for a 50% off deal, 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed. The most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Later on in the program, Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, and Max Schneider, the Senate Minority Leader, will share their comments on this particular bill. There's actually a testimony happening as we speak. Big crowd, I understand, at the legislature for that over on the House side, but it is, I believe, a joint meeting of the House and Senate and Finance and Tax Committees. But we have some clips from them. I'm more interested, actually, in what the people think right now, and so that's why we're asking. 800-228-0550. Good idea, bad idea? Is it time to fix the tax? What would you do? Let us know what you think. Brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache, home of that
ET Egg Center. They were one of the first Apache sprayer dealers to do that, by the way, which is a really neat concept. It gives this Apache sales and service application training and on-site retail store all in one. More than 50,000 sprayer parts. I mean, the spray tips, the pumps, the hoses, the fittings, the valves, the works. It's pretty neat. And they, of course, retrofitted all of the locations at High Plains Apache. And, you know, there's a few physical changes, obviously, if you haven't been there in a while. But this is all about really just better service for you. And if you need a part, they're going to get it for you. And more than likely have it. If they don't, you'll have it at your door in a day or two. HighPlainsApache.com. Call them at 855-247-0420. Stop and see them in Mandan or in Fargo, south of Fargo, actually in Frontier. All right, back to the phones here. Ed in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Daddy-O.
Yeah, that Daddy-O.
Daddy-O, that's where that came from. Remember that back in the day? Daddy-O.
Daddy-O. Yeah, I was at a Dario in Botno last week. Didn't know there was a Dario.
That's what brought me to Daddy-O.
Was it?
Yeah. Back in the 80s when they started stacking rigs out, they stacked them in huge yards, Williston or wherever they're at. Investors bought all that equipment up, and they laid there long enough to where technology changed, and all those rigs and all that support equipment all turned into scrap iron. So the stuff lays there long enough, the technology is changing so fast that, you know, we're going to end up with a bunch more new equipment once they start up again. So it's pretty
Census,
once they start stacking them out.
Yeah, good point. Since December, Ed, we've lost 100 rigs.
Right.
There's 177 workers per rig. So I bristled a little at the caller from Dickinson saying it's garbage because what he called garbage is 177 jobs for every one of those, right? And
big locations with multiple wells right down there by the Little Muddy.
Yeah.
I've seen down there, yeah.
And by the way, that's called an eco pad for a reason. They're doing multiple right. drills on one pad site, so in the end, the pump jacks, the tanks are all in one spot versus 3, 4, 5, right? I mean, so there's less of an environmental footprint from that. Now, look, when the rigs are going, I get it. It's a busy place, and there's a lot of stuff happening and completion, but that's short-lived. They're doing that in shorter and shorter time frame all the time now, you know?
Everybody's got their own opinion about what ugly is, too, so that's, you know, that's some of it. So, anyway, that's what happened back in the 80s. Everything turned into junk because they technology changed so fast, you know, so.
Appreciate that. Thanks for the call, Ed. Good to hear from you. Vic in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. I'm a little nervous here, so I hope I can get my point across. You said something about going from 11% to 0%. Is that right, or what are they actually proposing?
Yeah, well, see, no, there's, it's sort of complicated, but there's a 6.5% extraction tax, okay? And that's going to go to zero if the big trigger hits next
right.
month.
Yeah.
Now, the extraction tax goes to zero. The production tax, which is in lieu of property taxes, that remains at 5%.
Right. Okay. Well, my point is I guess the trigger may not be the best way to tax, but, you know, they sold it originally, you know, because we're going to take all this tax money, but if the price goes down, we're not going to take so much. Now you want to change the program to make them still pay. Well, we've got an economic engine going on here in North Dakota. These oil companies are sitting on a bunch of capital and for the time when that trigger is going to hit. When it finally does, they're going to put a bunch of people back to work. Now you want to change the program, and, you know, so some of us here are waiting for this to kick off and go again. If you change the program, it's not going to go. I mean, these people are going to go somewhere else where they can make some more money.
Well, that's why I think the industry is reluctantly saying, okay, we can live with this. And I think there's some debates within the industry. I've heard others say, oh, wait a minute here. You're only going to do this if the trigger kicks in, so you can get more money short term. You're doing this on the back of us, right? So there's a real debate. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the hearing today. Maybe they won't go for it. But again, I you can make the argument you're making, Vic, that this is a raw deal for the oil companies. And nobody really knows how long it is going to go, average below 55, so you don't know, and it has to be a long time before it comes off. So
I do think it's kind of a raw deal. You know, people want to criticize oil companies that they're making too much money and stuff. Well, those guys are the ones that have the capital, and they got the expertise and knowledge. You know, they're putting a lot at risk to go down in the ground 2 miles to pull up oil. You know, you want to limit how much money they're making. It's the same sort of argument that people make about minimum wage. They want to make minimum wage at $15. Well, no, why not make it $100? Well, you know, where do you draw the line, and how do you decide? You know.
No, it's a very good point, Vic. You had no reason to be nervous. You were very good, and make sure you call again. We appreciate you weighing in, because I think that's a fair point, and one that ought to be considered in all of this. No question about it. And by the way, I don't worry about the oil companies; they'll be okay either way. But the mineral owners want the oil companies drilling so they get their mineral rights. You know,
serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.